Hey, welcome to I'll Get a Burger, a journey to healthy living. I'm Brad.
And I'm Kara.
And we're here with another results show.
Results show 3.0.
Yeah. Well, not just results this time, but yeah.
No, we are actually going to dedicate this to the Tiger King and maybe make this a Tiger King podcast now, because it has consumed our thoughts and lives for the last week.
It has definitely consumed our week for sure.
Man, the entertainment in that. If you haven't watched it and you like some crazy true crap, do it.
Yes, absolutely. It is entertainment for sure. So this is our third weigh-in since we started this journey in January. I mean, the first month we were hardcore. This is whole 30. We're in it like to the T. Second month,
meh.
And then the third month, it was kind of an up and down, I think. I think we did.
No, I know what you put in your mouth.
Not for the whole month.
Yeah.
You only saw me for the last half of the month. For the last half of the month, it was bad. First half of the month, I at least like took salads and stuff like that to work.
Okay, maybe for lunch, but I know what your mom bought you for dinner.
But still, it was an up and down. Started out, oh, this is going to be a good month. I'm going to ride this good. And then COVID-19 dropped me.
Let's just say he lies. All lies.
Not anyhow, all lies. And she hates me.
I do hate him. I do. Fortunately, I also love him. So, you know, we're still good. So our stats overall, from 3-1 to 4-1, Brad lost a total of 6.4 pounds.
What?
Expletive, expletive, expletive. He lost 1.7 inches, which means he is total down 38 pounds, and he has lost 18.75 inches.
Woohoo!
I did not do as well as he did at all. But I also maintain that the first week I was good, and then the second week I had a student die, and so that already plummeted it into, yeah, badness.
And then we ended up, we're all at home now. Like, we're not leaving
so
the
many
house
snacks.
Much. Yes.
So many snacks. And even, like, my snacks aren't even bad. Like, my snacks are like, here, let's eat an apple. But after you eat four apples in a day, even four apples has
well,
impact.
And then our dinners haven't been
oh, no, our dinners have
great
been crap.
Either. So
they've been awful. So I was up 0.7 pounds.
Which, for the month that you had and what you ate.
Oh, considering what I put in my body, I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah.
Like, I was not doing anything that I should have been doing. No. Like, I was not surprised by that. In fact, if anything, I was surprised that it wasn't more than that. But I did still lose inches. I lost 2.5 inches. So I'm down a total of 15.5 inches and 24.2 pounds from January. I lied to myself, just call it what it is, by saying that I had actually been exercising. And so that my 0.7 gain was actually muscle, a gain in muscle
yes,
and a loss in fat.
That's what you were saying.
Yes, it's not true, but that's still what I'm going with. So,
but you did still lose inches, even though you gained a slight amount. It wasn't nothing. Like, for me, I'd say you were even. You were even for the month, but you lost in inches.
I did lose inches. And here is the other thing. So I think part of my problem in March was that I really didn't have any goals. And my big goal was to be able to do the Shamrock Shuffle on the 16th, and I wanted to beat my time. I didn't really do much to actually facilitate that happening, if I'm being honest.
And we did do the Shamrock Shuffle ourselves.
We
didn't beat our time because of the area we walked was a lot more hills, so it slowed us down a little bit.
It slowed us down, and we went a little bit further.
Yeah, but we still did it.
Yeah, and we're going to do another one in April.
Correct.
We'll probably do the same route we did for March unless we find someplace better. I have decided that for April, today is the 5th of April, we are setting goals.
April goals. We're going to, what goals?
Well, no, you start. You tell me what goals you have. This is always a fun game for me. He doesn't like to set goals. I set goals all the time. Like, I set goals for every day. Like, this is what we're going to get done today. This is how this is going to happen today. Not even necessarily lists. Like, these are truly goals. He is not a goal person, so this always entertains me greatly.
Goals, you even do lists. Like, even yesterday it was, so what are the goals that you want to accomplish for tomorrow? And I'm like, I haven't even thought about it.
Actually, his answers were, sleep in.
But a goal I would for the month is definitely getting back to...
No. Goals have to be measurable. They have to be attainable.
Okay.
Okay. A goal can't just be a statement.
A statement? Why not? Because then if I don't meet the goal,
I'm like, exactly.
I tried.
There is no get back to. It's what is your goal?
What is my goal?
Would you like me to go first?
Can I come back to me?
Yeah, I'll come back to you. Just so y'all know, it's not like I sprung this on him.
5 minutes ago.
So I have three goals. The first is to once again go back to drinking 100 ounces of water a day.
All right. So goal, back drinking water.
Yep. Eat my greens. And when I say that, that's what I have written down. And what that means to me is instead of the breakfast I've been doing is to make just a green smoothie. And I know that there's lots of science out there that says when you eat something versus drinking something, it sends different signals to your brain. And while that's true, I happen to know that a green smoothie for me is great in the morning. Because when I'm done with my coffee and I just sip on that, I am fine until lunchtime. Okay. And it's a great way for me to get that spinach in there. I'll usually put a banana in there. I hate bananas. I know that's one of those things that people are like, how do you hate bananas? I hate bananas. But it helps me. I know that I need the potassium. So it's a good way for me to do that. And then my last goal, I want to walk or exercise. I just put walk because that's the easiest way to get outside these days.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Five days a week.
Okay. Is there like a distance or just get out and just walk?
I would like it to be, whatever I do, I would like it to be an hour long.
Okay. So at least 5 days a week. So 5 hours a week.
But yeah, basically.
Okay.
Whether that's walking outside, I'd really like to get my bike up here. Hint, hint. My bike is currently living in a corner in the basement. That's part of the problem of where we live. It is just a ton of steps to get in and out of our house. So that we don't have a garage. We don't have a driveway. So everything lives in the basement. So first you have to take up the basement steps and then you have to get down all the steps in the front of the house. And then it's all the hills. So
it's not easy to get in and out. And yeah, we live on a hill and we're surrounded by hills. So even riding a bike is a challenge. I mean, not to say you can't do it. It's just a challenge.
Yeah. My legs probably aren't in that shape yet. So you.
All right. So goals. Goals for me.
He still hasn't thought of anything, people.
I'm going to get out of the house and walk at least. I want to say every day, but I'm not going to make 7 days a week. So I guess I could go jump on yours and say at least 5 days. Because especially working from home, getting out of the house and walking, the days that we've done it, like I just feel so much better while cooped up in the house.
I told my kids on Friday that I either needed to start drinking much earlier in the day or I needed to take walk breaks at least 3 times a day so that I didn't want to strangle them.
Oh, yeah. Walk breaks are, I think, are a necessity for sure. We've done it a few days and it's been great, but we haven't done it
every day.
No. The water goal, I mean, I try to, I drink water all day. I don't set an amount. Yeah, I do. I have my cup of coffee and then I have my bottle of water the rest of the day. I don't drink anything else.
However, 9 times out of 10, when you're like, man, I have a headache and I say, how much water have you had today? And you're like, yeah, I really haven't had any today.
Well, that's on some days, but I do. Like, if I don't have a cup of coffee, I'm drinking water.
Okay.
I will admit, I did have a soda this past weekend.
So disappointed.
Just because I'm like, oh, so I want to see, I'm going to try a Coke. I haven't had a Coke in a while. It tasted good, but then I was like, yeah, I'm good. Good now. I'm back to how I was.
Okay.
It'd been 3 months. I did really good. For me, that's really good.
You did. You did very well.
I don't really have, I mean, I want to, one meal out of my day, probably, it'll probably be lunch more than anything, is making sure that it's not just a crap that we eat. You know, we've been buying salad stuff and actually using the salad stuff, have a spinach salad or whatever for one meal out of the day has to be something that is either Whole30 or, you know, as close to as possible.
Okay. Things that you don't hear or see while we're doing this is that the second Brad and I sit down, we have a very long, almost looks like a picnic table, but it's not. But it's like a long family farm style table. We each sit at either end. And within 2 minutes of us sitting down and podcasting, the dog starts bringing every toy he has in his basket.
He does.
And squeaking it beside us or shaking it beside us. And then when that doesn't work, he decides to go into crazy mode and starts like jumping around and whimpering and whining. And
so you actually might hear some of it in the background from time to time. Just know it's him trying to get our attention.
Yeah. And it never fails. We could have been sitting here for 30 minutes prior to putting the headphones on, but the second those go on.
Yep. All right. So April, we set goals, mm-hmm. and you said you want to do a 5K.
I do.
Is there a date you want to set to do it?
I'm going to say let's do Earth Day just because that's fun.
So that's the 20th,
right? The 20th, right. However, here's the caveat. If it's raining, I'm not doing it on Earth Day.
On or around Earth Day.
There we go. if it's not a formal thing that I've signed up for, I'm doing it on a day that's nice out. So we now have our April goals set. I think personally that one thing that's going to help you with your I want at least one thing that's Whole 30 compliant is the fun new toy that came from our oven breaking,
Our oven broke last week, and which when they came out to look at it, it worked perfectly fine for them. So I was so angry.
$160 later.
But that day when it went out, we got online and we ordered it's an toaster oven / air fryer combo. Because I don't know, our episode with Nick was talking about how he uses his air fryer. And we were like, we've been wanting one. So it kind of really got us thinking about it. So we were like, you know what? Let's just do it. It came just this weekend of our recording. We tried it out and we have some, you know, adjustments to make to cooking because we've never used one.
And we are also, anything that we bake or toast, we're used to kind of doing in the oven. Mm-hmm. And I don't think our oven is actually as hot as it claims that it is because this little thing is hot.
But now we have this air fryer that we can use. Like we just made our boys some chicken nuggets in it, which as you made the comment after that cooked, like you could just see the oil that had dripped off onto the pan at the bottom.
Yeah.
And they were so crispy and still tender on the inside. Mm-hmm. So it, to me, doesn't feel as bad feeding them something like that. Although, you know, it's not the best thing in the world, but
hey, they ate it. It's better than 90.
True.
I'm not
True.
Eating this.
We have an air fryer / toaster oven.
We do have a dilemma now, though. Okay, it's not really. This is such a first world problem. It is ridiculous. Do you get rid of the microwave?
That is a good question.
We really don't use the microwave except to warm up the dog's food because he is spoiled. And
to make popcorn.
Microwave popcorn.
Yeah. And that's it. It never gets used for anything else. So get rid of it?
Do we get rid of it? Because the dog could just learn to suck it up and eat what's given to him. And you can make popcorn on the stove. It's just not as user-friendly for the 9-year-old who likes to make it himself.
Correct. I will say, anyone out there who has any experience with an air fryer or any great recipes for an air fryer, let us know. Because we've never really used one.
No. So and I did burn things.
So we're
on the first go.
We're definite beginners in this field of the air fryer.
That's for sure. The other thing that I would say I want to make sure, and this isn't a goal, but this is more of that healthy living mindfulness sort of thing that we talked about last week. I want to make sure I continue to get up at relatively the same time each day. So today I got up at 7. Normally I'm shooting to get up around 5:30, but that was still about an hour and a half earlier than anyone else in the family.
Correct. And pretty much all week you've been getting up before anyone else.
And that just works better for me. Mm-hmm. I think, and this, I noticed this, and I think we noticed this in the summer too, but it's never as prominent because we're so active in the summer. One of the things that I want to make sure we do as a family is get outside every single day.
Yes.
Even if it is raining, because our boys need physical activity. And they need a lot
Correct.
Of physical activity.
We found that out this weekend because there was a day we gave them 0.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't force it.
They were up till past 11 o'clock.
They're like, we're not tired. Yeah, we're exactly. not tired. I was like, well, I'm tired. I want to go to bed. And so just forcing them. And sometimes it truly is forcing them, because our oldest, in his mind, just hanging out in his underwear all day is the epitome of
the greatest
Mecca.
Thing ever for him.
Yeah. Like, he's just like, oh, this is great. No pants. He sees there's no point in pants. I had to talk him into putting on pants to have a Zoom call with his class the other day. He's like, you yeah. must put on clothes. He's like, what? I have underwear on. It's fine. You must be clothed to go to school.
So quarantine for him getting dressed is the best thing ever, because he doesn't necessarily always have to get dressed.
He rolls out of bed, puts on a robe, and he's like, this is all I'm doing today.
Yeah. Getting out is very important. Very important. I would tell anyone out there, at least try to get out of the house at least once a day. For your mental state, it would be so much better than, you know, sitting looking at your walls all day long.
And we are just taking little side streets. We're going up and down areas, pointing out flowers, just coming up with fun things to try to find.
Yeah. Yeah. We're not doing anything outrageous, just getting out of the house for a brief amount of time. Mm-hmm. So while we get out, we will take some pictures and post them on our social media, and you can share some with us too. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at I'll Get a Burger, or email us I'll Get a Burger@gmail.com. Like we said, you can let us know some air fryer recipes too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, and let us know what you're doing to get out, where you're going, fun things you're doing.
And how you're staying healthy.
Exactly.
We want to make sure everyone is mentally, physically, spiritually healthy.
Yes, correct. We will talk to you next week.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye.